This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated, laid the foundation and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 58,000 crore rupees in Amaravati, Andhra Pradesh. He also flagged off the construction of core capital facilities in Amaravati, the greenfield capital city of Andhra Pradesh. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said, these projects form a strong foundation for Andhra Pradesh's aspirations and Viksit Bharat's hopes.
एक नया अमरावती एक नया आंध्रा अमरावती वो धरती है जहां परंपरा और प्रगति दोनों साथ चलते हैं जहां बौद्ध विरासत की शांति भी है और विकसित भारत के निर्माण की ऊर्जा भी है आज यहां करीब 60,000 करोड़ रुपए के प्रोजेक्ट का शिलान्यास और लोकार्पण किया गया ये प्रोजेक्ट सिर्फ कंक्रीट का निर्माण नहीं है ये आंध्र प्रदेश के आकांक्षा
Mr. Modi highlighted that the country has focused extensively on physical, digital and social infrastructure over the past 10 years. He added that India is among the nations whose infrastructure is developing rapidly and Andhra Pradesh is also benefiting from this progress. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi dedicated to the nation the Viringham International Deepwater Multipurpose Seaport, which is the country's first semi-automated port. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said, it is a significant step forward in the development of India's maritime infrastructure. He said the Viringham port is a great model of new age development and will bring great economic stability and benefits to the country and to Kerala.
इस सी पोर्ट को 8,800 करोड़ रुपीस की लागत से तैयार किया गया है यहाँ दुनिया के बड़े मालवाहक जहाज आसानी से आ सकेंगे अभी तक भारत का 75% ट्रांसशिपमेंट भारत के बाहर के पोर्ट पर होता था इससे देश को बहुत बड़ा रेवेन्यू लॉस होता आया है ये परिस्थिति अब बदलने जा रही है अब देश का पैसा देश के काम आएगा जो पैसा बाहर जाता वो केरला और विरिंगम के लोगों के लिए नई इकोनॉमिक अपॉर्चुनिटीज लेकर आएगा
Addressing the event, Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan said the Viringham port has opened a gateway to the development potential of the third millennium. The WAVES declaration was adopted today during the Global Media Dialogue and the member nations agreed to collaborate on giving voice to traditions and heritage. The delegates from 77 countries participated in the Global Media Dialogue at the Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw chaired the event. The participating countries agreed to prevent the spread of misinformation and disinformation and promote media integrity, fact-based journalism and responsible advertising. A panel discussion on the topic Radio Reimagined, Thriving in the Digital Age brought together global experts to engage in an insightful discourse at WAVES 2025 in Mumbai today. Bollywood actor Aamir Khan has applauded WAVES for helping the nation become a leader in media and entertainment.
I've been around for almost now 35 years and I have not seen any government who has ever thought about us. So this is the first time that any government has applied their mind and their emotions and said, ki yaar, let's do something in media and entertainment. Let's make that powerful. Let India be a leader in that. The fact that the present government has actually made the effort to announce it and organize it, it's a huge opportunity for all of us as Indian filmmakers across the language.
President Draupadi Murmu has said that senior citizens are an important part of the family and they act as an emotional pillar for the family. Addressing an event, Aging with Dignity at Rashtrapati Bhavan today, the president said advice of senior citizens is important for the guidance of society. She expressed happiness that the government has taken several steps to improve the safety, health and quality of life of senior citizens. President Murmu said health coverage is also being given to people above 70 years under Ayushman Bharat, Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad in Ahmedabad this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a yellow alert for the national capital with forecast of heavy rainfall, thunderstorms and gusty winds over the next 2 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.